Day 5. Hi, do you ever have the following thoughts? How come I can succeed in so many areas of my life, yet I can't lose weight? Why do I become frustrated after a few days or weeks on a diet? Why is there no justice while there are people who eat a lot more than me and still stay slim? Why hasn't science found a miraculous pill yet? Why are none of the diets I've tried been successful? Let us tell you right away, it's not because of willpower, metabolism, justice, science, or diets. It's because you may have been negatively programmed. The same way your electronic calculator could have been programmed 1 plus 1 equals 3. When we ask clients at our clinic why they want to lose weight, the most frequent answer is because they don't like themselves. So, why are we programmed to believe that food is such fun? Whatever goes into our mind is what we will become. Computers, as powerful as they can be just as good as the people who program them. We've been told since we were born that food is everything, that it will heal our ailments like a pacifier full of honey every time you cry, and we end up believing it. As adults, we're told there is no party, no trip, or no happiness or pleasure without food. That's negative programming, like 1 plus 1 equals 3. Sometimes we may hear the objection, we are what we are. We should not try to change our programming and go against danger. Brainwashing can be dangerous. How come it's easier to accept the negative brainwashing of others imposed on us than a positive one we would choose personally? It is estimated that the average person watches television 26 hours a week. From that, he witnesses 3 hours of getting fat through advertising. Do you believe that these ads are to make you happier or for them to make more money? Don't you think they would stop advertising if they could not succeed in motivating you to buy their products? So, 3 hours a week, they successfully motivate you to buy their fattening products. Is this positive brainwashing? Or is it natural? In one day, we are submitted to as many commercials as our grandparents were in their whole lifetime. Our children, through their school years, will spend 11,000 hours at school and 15,000 hours watching TV that tells them they will be happier if they overeat or overdrink. I'm sure you know the famous Wrigley chewing gum. One day, Mr. Wrigley was travelling by train on his way to Russia to introduce his chewing gum. He was asked by a journalist accompanying him why he was advertising so often, since his gum was now all over the world. He replied, "Advertising regularly is to my chewing gum what this locomotive is to this train." Just to give you another example of the importance of repetition in behaviour modification. A major cola company a few years ago tried this experiment in order to see if they could save money by stopping adverts on their product. Before the experiment, they ranked first on the marketplace. Then they stopped advertising, and within 3 months, their sales had gone down so much that they ranked seventh. The company quickly realized that in order to maintain the motivation to buy their products, they had to repeat their messages daily and many times a day. Is this positive brainwashing? Is this positive programming? If it works for companies, it will also work for you. Change the message and repeat it daily and many times a day. We really believe that when we are born, we have an empty box between our ears, and what we become is what goes into this box. The box, or the subconscious mind, does not know if it is good or bad. It just takes what we put into it. It is not really more difficult to program a person positively than negatively. For the mind, it is the same thing, just as it's not more difficult to program a computer 1 plus 1 equals 2 instead of 1 plus 1 equals 3.